have just discovered the Jew3 Culture podcast, a place where we aim to help you build a biblical framework for thinking. Whether you're a lifelong believer, exploring the Christian faith, or just curious about what Christians believe, this is the place for you. You are welcome to the very first episode with one of our hosts, Ephraim Adekaldo. Stay tuned.
In the J3C podcast, we are going to be looking at theology and apologetics, two words that some of you might be conversant with and some of you might find intimidating. But stick with me, because they are very relevant and accessible to all of us. Our mission here at Jew3 Culture is to present Christianity as an intellectually robust and practically viable option in the face of many competing worldviews. We also want to strengthen the doctrinal foundation of the Christian community and make theology understandable for the person in the pew, while satisfying those who have got a foot in Christian theology and apologetics already. So why Jew3 Culture? Why the name Jew3 Culture? As you may guess already, the name comes from the book of Jude, verse 3. And the Bible says, "Beloved, although I was very eager to write to you about our common salvation, I found it necessary to write appealing to you to contend earnestly for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints." I want to take the verse again. The Bible says, "Beloved, although I was very eager to write to you about our common salvation, I found it necessary to write appealing to you to contend earnestly for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints." Just like every letter in the Bible, there's always an intent behind the writing. There's always a reason why the author is penning down his words to send to a particular people. Over here in verse 3, Jude tells us the reason why he is writing his letter. He mentions two things. First, he mentions our common salvation, and then he mentions the need for contending earnestly for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. Now, our salvation isn't common in the sense that it is cheap or that everyone has it. No, that's not what Jude meant by our common salvation. Our salvation is common in the sense that we are all saved in common. There's only one means of salvation. God doesn't have a particular way of saving the poor and a particular way of saving the rich. God doesn't have a designated way of saving one class of people and another means of saving another class of people. There is only one way of salvation. Salvation only comes via the atoning work of Jesus Christ and by believing in it. So there's only one means of salvation. And as important as it is to write about their common salvation, Jude found it necessary to write to them about something else, something not separate, but something quite distinct. He's writing to them to contend earnestly for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. It is a call to faithfulness. It is a call to stand firm for the truth of the gospel in a world where the truth is often distorted, diluted, or outrightly denied. Here at J3C, we believe that contending for the faith is a duty for every Christian. Some people have the notion that contending for the faith or doing apologetics is something just for pastors or scholars or some class of elite believers or super Christians or people who are really, really, really smart. But no, doing apologetics or contending for the faith is a duty for every Christian. It is a call for all who bear the name of Christ. If you call yourself a Christian, then you have the responsibility of contending for the faith. But what does that look like? How does contending for the faith look like? It means that you will have to uphold the authority of Scripture. You would have to defend sound doctrine, you also have to refute false doctrine in the means that God has ordained for you, in a way that God has called you to walk. For some of you, it might not mean setting up a podcast or starting a YouTube channel or writing a book. No. Some of you will contend for the faith through your unflinching witness, distributing tracts, making possible the training and discipleship of other believers, young believers. Some of you might do so by teaching little children. Some of you might do so by teaching Sunday school. Some of you are going to do so by being faithful missionaries. Some of you are going to do so by being evangelists. It's all part of contending for the faith. Some of you are also going to do that through the platforms that God has helped you create. It's going to look very different, but the fact is that what is certain and objective is that contending for the faith is not something just for pastors or a few people. It's something for every believer. Every believer has the responsibility of contending earnestly for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. Contending for the faith is an act of love. It's love for God, it's love for His truth, and love for His people who need clarity in an age of confusion. So for today's episode, we are going to be laying the foundation for what Youth Reculture is all about. We'll talk about the purpose of this podcast, unpack what apologetics and theology are, and also why they matter. So first, let's talk about the purpose of Youth Reculture. As I mentioned earlier, we are here to contend for the faith. But what does that mean in practical terms? How is that going to look like for us? It means that we are going to be looking at some questions. We are going to try to tackle the big questions. Questions about God, the Bible, morality, culture, and even more. We are also going to try our best to address internal challenges within the Christian church. Challenges like doctrinal confusion and misunderstandings about what we believe as Christians. We also want to engage the external challenges like cultural issues, competing worldviews, and the pressures of a world that is increasingly skeptical about biblical Christianity. Our goal here is to help you build a biblical framework for thinking. Whether you are sitting in a pew on a Sunday morning or navigating conversations at work or school with colleagues, or even online, we want to equip you to understand your faith deeply and also to communicate it clearly. We believe that Christianity isn't just, you know, a feel-good religion. It's a worldview that holds up under scrutiny, one that offers answers to life's deepest questions and also hope for a broken world. Basically, that is what Youth Reculture is about. That's what we are going to be doing on this podcast. Now, let's get into the two pillars of this podcast. As you may guess already, they are apologetics and theology. But I must admit, there's a third pillar, an invisible one, and that's philosophy. We can't do theology or apologetics properly without philosophy. They are by necessity related to philosophy. So these are the tools that we use to contend for the faith. So it's important to understand what they are and why they are essential. So first, apologetics. If you've heard this term before, initially you might think that it's about apologizing for something, being sorry for something, but that's not what it means at all. That's not what it means at all. The word apologetics comes from the Greek word apologia, which means a defense or reasoned argument. So in the context of Christianity, apologetics is the practice of defending the faith, giving reasons for why we believe what we believe. So the word apologia appears in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. The Bible says, "But in your hearts, honor Christ the Lord as holy. Always be prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you, yet do it with gentleness and respect. So the word defense over here is what apologia is. So it's about giving reasons for the faith that we have. Think of it in this way. Let's say someone asks you, why do you believe in God? Or how can you trust the Bible? Or what about all the evil in the world? How can a good and loving God look at this world, look at how broken this world is, and yet do nothing? So apologetics helps you to respond with clarity and confidence. So it's primarily about honoring God by carefully studying and accurately communicating His revealed truth, whether it's biblical, historical, or even scientific truth. Apologetics is about representing the truth of God and communicating it clearly. But here's something important. Apologetics isn't primarily about winning arguments. The main focus of apologetics isn't to win an argument. An argument like Ghanaian jollof versus Nigerian jollof. Realize that in such arguments, the primary focus is to win the debate. That's the primary focus. And anyone who is losing would employ any means just so that they can stay relevant in the discussion. That's when people would start using ad hominems, personal attacks, just so that they can prove their point, just so that they don't get humiliated. But that's not what apologetics is about. Apologetics, undoubtedly, is about arguments, but the primary focus is not to win an argument. Sure, we want to present a compelling case for Christianity, but our ultimate goal isn't to win a case. Our ultimate goal isn't to win a case. Why? Because the Bible reminds us that the world's jury can sometimes be corrupt or even distracted. So instead, apologetics is about honoring the Lord. The Bible says, but sanctify the Lord in your hearts and be prepared to give a defense. So apologetics is about honoring the Lord by proclaiming His truth faithfully and trusting Him to work through your work. So it's about being a faithful witness even when the world is pushing back. That's the primary goal of apologetics, representing the Lord. The Bible itself calls us to this. In 1 Peter 3 verse 15, as I read, we are told to always be prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks for a reason for the hope that is found in us, yet we are to do it gently and respectfully. That's apologetics in a nutshell, giving reasons for our hope with humility and grace. Now, let's talk about theology. If apologetics is about defending the faith, theology is about understanding it. So the word theology comes from two Greek words. The word theos meaning God, and the word logos meaning steady, word or steady. So theology basically is the study of God, His nature, His character, His works, and His will as revealed in the Bible. Now, again, theology isn't just for pastors. Theology isn't just for scholars. It's not for some sort of elite squad, elite believers, you know, very, very, very smart people. No, theology is for every Christian. The reason is that knowing God is at the heart of what it means to follow Him. Jesus says in John 17 verse 3 that this is eternal life, that they know you, the one true God, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. So theology basically helps us to know God more deeply, to understand what it means for God to be holy, to understand His holiness, His love, His justice, His grace, and that knowledge transforms how we live. There is this discomfort among some believers anytime the word theology is mentioned. Most of the time, they quickly associate it with head knowledge. Now, whilst it's possible to do theology just for the knowledge that you can acquire, that's not the goal of theology. The end goal of theology is to adore God, is to worship God, And somewhere in there is the transformation of the mind that engages the truth of God. Theology can also be practical. It actually shapes how we worship, how we pray, how we make decisions, and how we engage the world. If someone is praying in a certain way, it is only because of the theology they have. If someone is worshiping God in a particular style, it is only because of the theology that they have. So at best, theology doesn't remain in theology books. It takes form in how we live our lives. For example, if you have a proper understanding of God's sovereignty, if you understand God's sovereignty well, it gives you this peace of mind in the midst of chaos. If you understand His grace well, it actually fuels your love for others. So theology gives us a framework to navigate life's complexities with conviction. R.C. Sproul once said, "When we study the things of God, we are not studying the truths in the abstract. The reason why we want to understand theology, the reason why we want to understand doctrine, is not so that we can make an A on a theology exam. We want to understand the doctrine of God so that we can understand God, so that we can meet the living God in His Word, and understand Him and deepen our personal relationship with Him. But you can't deepen a relationship with anybody if you don't understand anything about them. And so the propositions of Scripture are not an end in themselves. They are a means to an end, but they are a necessary means to that end." So there are times that I'm sure a lot of us have heard this before, that having good theology doesn't necessarily mean you are spiritually mature. That's just half of the truth. It also means that having bad theology does mean or does equal spiritual immaturity. So theology is actually important. It's actually central to our Christian faith. We can't be proper Christians without having good theology. At Jew 3 Culture, we believe that theology should be accessible. Not everyone is going to get a seminary degree. Not everyone will receive formal theological training. Our goal is to break down complex ideas in a way that's clear for the person in the pew, while still engaging the one who has got his foot in Christian theology already. So that's the reason for this podcast. The reason why apologetics and theology matter is because we live in a world that's full of competing ideas. So inside the church, we sometimes have confusion about what we believe, whether it's misunderstandings about core doctrines or debates over secondary issues. And also, outside the church, we face a culture that's increasingly hostile to biblical Christianity, from skepticism about the Bible to moral relativism to outright rejection of God. The challenges are actually real. So if we don't contend for the faith, error is going to advance. Now, in this age of mass-marketed spirituality and heightened skepticism, silence isn't neutrality. It's actually surrender. We are actually surrendering our faith when we remain silent. And when the gospel is compromised, trust me, souls are at stake. That's why we need apologetics to defend the truth and theology to ground us in the truth. So together, these disciplines equip us to stand firm for the gospel with courage, with wisdom, and also with humility. Let me just throw this in. Contending for the faith isn't about being harsh or unnecessarily argumentative. I think I spoke about this when I said that apologetics isn't primarily about winning arguments at all costs. No. If you read Ephesians chapter 4 verse 15, the Bible calls us to speak the truth in love. Our goal isn't to win debates at all costs. Our goal is to win people to Christ. So we must be bold yet gracious. We must be firm, very firm yet Christ-like, unwavering in our conviction, but yet we should be gentle in spirit. Because 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 15 has two parts. The Bible says, sanctify the Lord in your hearts and be prepared to give a reason. Be prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks for a reason for the hope that is found in you. That's the first part. The second part talks about the manner in which that should be done. The Bible says that it should be done in gentleness and respect. That's the heart of Jew 3 culture. Speaking the truth in love does not mean sometimes we'll not get passionate when we are talking about certain doctrines. It doesn't mean that we'll not get passionate when we are defending certain doctrines of the faith. There are times in the Bible that the apostles corrected gently, and there were also times in the Bible that the apostles called people out boldly. They called people out. They spoke passionately about the truth that they were defending. So it's worth putting it out that contending for the faith or speaking the truth in love can always present itself in a dynamic way. And we have to be willing enough to embrace it. We have to set the truth of God as our priority. We must be interested in the truth of God above any other thing. So lastly, before we end this episode, I want to talk about engaging the church and also engaging the culture. So first, engaging the church. As believers, we need to strengthen our doctrinal foundation. We really need to strengthen our doctrinal foundation. That means that we have to address some confusion in the body of Christ. We have to address some confusion within the body of Christ. Now, there are certain essential doctrines that we have. There are certain essentials of the faith, like the deity of Jesus Christ, the authority of Scripture, or the nature of salvation, that we must never compromise on them. The church must be very, very firm when it comes to its beliefs, especially the essential beliefs of the Christian faith. We have to ask ourselves this question: are we equipped to discern against false teaching? Are we equipped to discern against false teachings that creep into the church? Apologetics and theology helps us to sharpen our understanding so that we'll be able to speak the truth, we'll be able to spot the lie, and be able to safeguard ourselves, our families, our friends, and our church against the lies and the deceptions of the evil one. The church also has to grow in maturity. Theology helps us to worship God well, helps us to love Him deeply, helps us to serve Him faithfully. When we know God, when we know who God is and what He has done, it would actually fuel our passion for Him and also our mission as His people. So it's important that the church pays attention to theology and apologetics. Now, second, engaging the culture. The world around us is asking questions, hard questions, questions about the truth, questions about morality, questions about purpose and identity. As Christians, we actually have answers grounded in the unchanging truth of God's word. Again, what apologetics does is that it equips us to respond to skepticism with reason and grace. So whether it's a co-worker who is questioning the reliability of the Bible, or a friend of yours who is wrestling with the problem of evil, wants to help you offer a defense that points them to Christ, want to help you bring clarity to them, want to help you assess the truth claims of Christianity, understand what Christianity has to say about all these matters, so that you can be a faithful representative of Christ out there. Now, engaging the culture isn't just about answering questions. It's also about proclaiming the gospel. The world doesn't need a watered-down Christianity at all. The world doesn't need a watered-down Christianity that conforms to cultural trends. It needs believers who are bold enough to stand for the truth and loving enough to show them Christ's compassion by proclaiming the truth to them, the undiluted word of God. Again, by God's grace, through the ministry of apologetics and the study of theology, want to help you to do both. want to help you to answer the questions that people ask and also to proclaim the gospel with clarity and conviction. At Jew3 Culture, we are committed to walking this path together. So in the episodes to come, we will dive into topics that really matter, everything from doctrinal debates to cultural issues to practical questions about living out our faith. We are going to bring in some guests, and in subsequent episodes, some of the hosts and contributors will be joining me on the podcast, and they are going to share with us their insights. And we also aim to point you back to the truth of the scriptures. We also aim to point you back to the truth of the scriptures and the hope of the gospel. Now, as we close this pilot episode, I want to leave you with this challenge. Contend for the faith. Contend for the faith. Not out of pride or a desire to argue, but out of love for God and His people. Study His word. Know His truth. Share it with courage and humility, and trust Him to work through you for His glory and the salvation of souls. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for the very first episode of the J3C podcast. If you enjoyed this, please subscribe, follow, share with a friend, and leave us a comment to help us reach more people. You can connect with us on Instagram at J3C_apologetics and Telegram at Jew3Culture-apologetics for more updates and resources. Until next time, let's stand for the truth and share with love.